Daf is Daf Pevav. So we got two lines down. The Gemara says, Rebbe Nosson Sof Mishnah. They were the end of the Mishnayos period of the Tanaim. Rev Ashi, Ravina Sof Hara. They were the end of the period of the Hara. We'll see in Rashi in just a moment. And then Simanach, the mnemonic to remember, this is Ad Avo El Mikdashi El Avina Lacharisa. So let's look at some Rashi, a very important Rashi, just for an understanding of Gemara and Mishnayos. So Rashi says, Sof HaMishnah, Sof Tanaim, they were the end of the Tanaim, Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson. Adi Mehem, up until their days, Amru Ishes Dvar Bebeis Medrash, they would say what they felt was a halacha. Vayutamidim Gorsim Shmua Shmua Levado, they'd write everything down. Lohayu Masechto Sedur, something was in order. Veseder, Vekivetz Al HaSeder, and Rebbe put everything in order. Heim kalu ha'amor b'doros shilofneim v'sidrius masechtos. He started putting everything in categories and masechtos. V'achareim lo yosifu elamat. You only add up a little bit, nothing, but certain things were added from time to time. But for the most part, everything was finalized with Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson. Then it says that Rav Ashi, Ravina were sof hara, which is sof kol hamaroim. Adi meim up until their days lo ha'isa gemara al seder. There's no gemara that was in order. Ela kishayisa sheila nishels betam hamisha the base medrash. They ask a sheila in the base medrash. Oh sheila al ma'isa hamuras ma'isa shahaya halachic question b'din mamon no isra v'heter kol echav echad omer tamo. Each person would say what he thought was correct. Rav Ashi, Ravina sidu shmos amurim shilofneim. He would put everything in order. These two the kavu al seder masechtas and place them in orders of the masechtas kol echav echad etal mishnah haruya hashnuilo in each the right proper space. Vikshu kushis shalei shalhashiv. They'd ask questions. Vipirukim and give answers. Shiruim lataritim vamaram sheimahim. Vikavu akol b'gemara. And that was placed. That's how we created the Gemara. Kigon eisivei, umeisivei, uminhi, ubalu, vaterutim shalem, masha shayru osam shilfnam. Vosam shamru lefnam, akushis vaterutim shalem, lo kavam the Gemara, al seder mesechtos, vamisha shaseder rabbi abba ravashi, ravina kavam. They weren't in order, and then they, ravina ravashi, placed them in order. So what's the simanich? Says Rashi, Aravo el Mikdashi Kel. Mikdashi simani di Ravashi, lashon of Shi, the Akdishi at the end, and Avina simani di Ravina, lachrisa mesimen sof hara. So that's the mnemonic. Again, Aravo el Mikdashi, Mikdashi is Ravashi, and el Avina lachrisa is Ravina, is, it can't be that way actually. Mikdashi, we're saying it's Ravashi also, right? I guess, okay, so these two, I guess they're at the end, Adavo, Mekdashi, Ravashi, and Avina, Ravina, referring to the end of everything, is referring to the Sof Hara. Just a Simanach for Sof Hara, not a Simanach for the Sof Mishnah. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Chana, Ishtai Le Rav Chama Barbarti Dechasa. Rav Chana says that Rav Chama told him the following about Rabba Bar Nachmani. Agav Shmada Nach Nafshe. He died through being placed in Shmad. So what would happen? So the Gemara explains here that Achlo Be Kurtza Be Malka. So he spoke about he told about him something bad about Rabba to the king. So Amru, they said Ikechad Gavri Yehudai. So is there a Jew here to come Vatli Tracer Alfei Gavri Yisrael Yarcha Bekaitav Yarcha Besitva Mikarg De Malka. There's a person. There's a certain Yid who's being Mevatel 12,000 Jews from paying their taxes every Kaita, every Kayat, and every Stav and every fall. So Shadru Parsatika de Malka Basrev Lashkecha, they started to look after him, after Rabba, who's giving the shir, because when he's giving shir, they weren't available to be collecting taxes from them. So they couldn't find him. So Ark Vazil, so Rabba ran away. He ran away, Bipudisa, Akra. He ran to a place called Akra, then Meakra, Le'agma, then Meagma, Le'shchin, and then Mischin, Le'tzrifa, then Me'tzrifa, Le'ena, Demayim, Umeina, Demayim, Le'pumpudisa, Me'pudisa, Ashkecha. And finally, after running away, they found him back in Pumpudisa, where he all started. So Ikle Pirsatka de Malka, Lahu Ishpiza de Rabba. So this Shliach of the king, who was sent to get him, went to the place where Rabba was being hosted. And he wasn't aware of this. And Kreva Taka Kame, they brought a shulchan in front of the shliach of the king, Vashkua Trekasa, they gave him two drinks, Vidaluha Tilsaka Makame, and then they removed the table from in front of him. Hadar Patufa Lachore, and then he bent backwards because of the shadim that are on Zugos, because he had two cups. The Gemara and Psachim say if two cups, multiples of two are dangerous. So somehow his face turned around from the shadim, and now the Bnei Bais didn't intend on injuring the shliach of the king, so they said to Rabba, "My Navile, what should we do? Something's happening to this guy here." So Gavra de Malku, this is the shliach of the king. It's not going to be good if we find that they killed him. Samar Luz, the rabbi says to the host, Kreva Takala Kame, bring him another table, and Vashkuya Chad Kasa, give him another drink. So it's going to be in the odd numbers, and there's no Zugos in the odd numbers. Bedel Yula Takama Kame, so they brought the table in front of him, Vulatse, and he became better. His face turned back to normal. Avdile Hachi, Avitse, so then that's what they did. They Taka, they did this, and he became fine. So then Amr, the Shiach Lemelch says, Meida Yadana de Gavra de Kabina Hachahu. I realize that the person who I'm seeking is in this house. Rabbi's here. He started to look throughout the house, and he found Rabbi hiding in some corner, some closet. Amar, so the shliach says to him, Azlina Maha, I'm going to go from here. But imiktal katle lehu gavra, if they lo magilna, if they're going to kill me, say, tell me where Rabbi is, I'm not going to reveal it. They said, we're going to kill you if you don't tell us. So then I'm not going to give in. I'm going to protect you. I'm not sure if he realized that Rabba had saved his life, but he said he's willing to protect Rabba. Vina Gida Minaginle, but if they're going to torture me, then Megalda, I have no choice. I can't handle the torture, then I'm going to have to expose where you are. So Asula Kame, they brought Rabba in front of him. And Aili Adruna, and then they brought the Shliach to the room. And Tarkina La Baba Ba'anpe, and then they locked the door. And by Rachme Rabba Davint on behalf of this Shliach. And Park Ashisa Ark Valzalagme. So then the wall fell down and the Shliach was able to run away and he was saved. So Hava Yosef Agirda de Dukulai. Rabba was sitting on the roots of a tree that was cut down. The Kagaris, he was learning. Kamifke bin Mesifta de Rakia. And he heard that they were having a big machlokas up in Shemayim. Im Baharis Kodemis Laseya Lavan. If the Baharis, if that Negatsaras appears prior to the white hair, Tame. Vim Haseya Lavan Kodem al Baharis. But if the white hair comes before the Baharis, then Tahor, the din is Tahor. But let's say there's a case of Safak. You don't know which came first. So what's the din? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Tahor, the halacha says Tahor. And Makula Mesif to Dirakia Amri, everyone else says Tame. Everyone says this Tame. So we find such machlokasim. Mentioned a few weeks ago in one of the Sunday Shirim, there's a machlokas about how to paskin Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin or Rashi Tefillin. So same machlokas existed in the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim, reading by one of the Bali Tosos, the machlokas existed that Karsh Baruch Hu says Rabbeinu Tam, and Kula Masifta, everybody else said it was actually Rashi is the correct way. So here too as well, Karsh Baruch Hu says Safek Tzeras is Tahor, and Kula Masifta Dirakia Amri Tame. So Amri, this is Man Nochach, who's going to decide who's correct. So, Nochach Rabba Bar Nachmani, Dama Rabba Bar Nachmani, Ani Yachid Be Negam, Ani Yachid Be Alos. Rabba said by himself, he's the singular person who knows he's an expert in this world of Olos and the world of Negam. He's going to make the decision. So, Shadri Shlicha Basri, they sent him Achamavis to take his life away to bring him up to Shemayim, but Lohava Matzim Achamavis Lemikrivle. They couldn't come close to him, Midilohava Kapasik Pumim Megirsi. He wasn't stopping to learn, and when he's learning, he's protected from death. Then a big wind blew, Vavish Bene Kane, and then made a large noise rustling through the reeds. And Savar Gunda Defarishu. So he thought that this was a big people, the soldiers were coming to look for him. So Amar, he says, Tinach Navshe Dahu Gavra, let me die. Flo Yimsar Biyadi Lamachus, I'd rather die than be handed over to the hands of the king. So Kiava, so he died. When he died, Amar, he said, Tahor, Tahor. He said as he was dying, he said, the din is Tahor, Tahor, that the Safik Nega is Tahor, in accordance with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yotz Abaskal came as a heavenly voice of Amar, and it said, Ashrecha Rabba Bar Nachmani Shagufcha Tahor, Yotz Nishpascha Tahor, that the body was Tahor, and his neshama left the body as he was reciting the words Tahor. Nafo Piska Mirkia, and a certain letter fell down from Shemayim, Bipumpadisa, which said, Rabba Bar Nachmani Nispakesh B'Yeshiva Shemala. He was requested his presence up in above. Nafka Bai V'Rava V'Kula Rabbanan L'Yisuk Ebed. So they heard he died. And these individuals, Abai Rav and all the other great Gedolim, went out to be Osek in the Kavura. And Lohayu Yad Duchte, they didn't know where he was. So Azli Le'agma, they went to the swamps, Chazut Sipar De Metalde V'Kaime. They saw some birds standing around. So they're making some type of basket with their wings. Amri says, Shma Mina Hasamhu, he must be over there. He must be over there. That's what the birds were telling them. Saftu Tlasa Yomav Tlasa Leilvasa. They eulogized Rabba for 3 days and 3 nights. And Nafal Piska, then another note came down from Shemayim, and Kola Poresh Yehe Benidu. Anybody who stops eulogizing from this point on will get excommunicated, meaning don't stop eulogizing. So then, Savdu, Shiva, Yomer, they ended up eulogizing for a total of 7 days, all Yimei, Shivas Yimei Yavelos. Nafa Piska then came down another note and says, Lechu Levescham Lusham, go back home in peace. How Yoma Denach Nafshu, the day that Rabbah died, Dalye Za'afa, there was a strong storm that came. The Dari Lahutaya, and it threw a certain Arab, Kirach of Gamla, he was riding on a camel. And Mehai Gisal Denar Papa Vishadi Bahachiza, he was on one side of the river and then was thrown to the other side of the river by this tornado. So Amr Mehai said, what's going on here? Amr Leh, so they said to him, Nach Nafshu the Rabbah Bar Nachmani. He died, and when he dies, the crazy things happen in the world. So Amr, the Arab said, Lefanov to Ribono Sholom, he had also some emunah. He believed in Hashem, he davened to Hashem. He says, Kuli Alma Didachu, the entire world is yours. Rabbah Bar Nachmani Didach, now you took away Rabbah, he's also yours. At Dirabah, Rabbah Didach, you are Rabbah, Rabbah's yours. Amai Kamar Harb, the Leila Alma, Nach Zafi. So why the world, why are you destroying the world? You have what you want. Rabbah has what he wants, everyone's happy. So why are you destroying the world? So in light of this tefillah, Nach Zafa, the storm settled. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta Baal Basravar. Rabbi Shimon was a very large individual. Okay? And Tosis says, why are we bringing this story in here? So Tosis writes in Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta Baal Basrahaya, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Dahave Baal Basar, Nakin Ami Hayuvda. So the other, yesterday we saw this discussion about Rabbi Lazar being a very large individual. So based on that, we're bringing the story of Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta. So he was a Baal Basar, he was a large man. Yomachad, the one day, have a Chamimele, it was very hot. Havasalik v'yasiv ashina detur. He went to the top of a mountain, and Amar La, and he says Labarte. He says to his daughter, Biti, my dear daughter, Chanifa alai benifiu. Start fanning the fan. Blow some wind at me. I need some fresh air here. So ani atain lach, and then pay in return for this. I'm going to give you kikar and dinar. I'm going to give you some nice spices like dudoyim. It seems. So adahachi nashbe zika. So then, instead of before she had a chance to start fanning Rabbi Shimon, the big wind came and relieved him. So Amr, he says, kama kikaren diner de lemari dechi. How much do I owe now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for blowing this beautiful wind? They bring a proof from this Gemara here that there's an idea to give matanos to kids to make them feel happy. Okay, I'm not sure if you need much of a proof for that, but this is what he was trying to accomplish. Okay, the Gemara now says, Hakol Kaminah HaMedina, last four lines of the page here. Hakol Asui Mai, what was I coming to include? Lasui Ba'asa, to include a situated place, Dinagi Michrach Rifta, Umisha Anfka. A place where the custom was to give a piece of bread and an amount of drink on Nafka, which Rashi says the last two lines here, Kli Machzik Revi, it's a small amount of wine, like a little shot glass of water. If that's the Minog, that's the Minog. The Amr Lahu Kidmi Vaisi Lahu Amrile Lo Kol Kaminach. If the guy says in such a place, like, why don't you wake up earlier and start working at first thing in the morning, and they could say back to him, Lo Kol Kaminach, you don't have the right to force us in, we could stay, we only have to start from Neitzachama.
Is he saying come early in order to get this? Kidmi Vaisi Lahu, like, I'm only going to give you this stuff if you come early?
It sounds like that's the condition exactly. You'll get this food only, yeah. I guess not in the terms of the amount of food, but the food's only going to come in such a condition. As long as you come earlier, they can say you can't force us to do this because we have every right to be fed by you and to only start at Neitz HaChama, not any earlier.
Having a cup of coffee.
Exactly, right. Okay, the Gemara now says, Ma'isa b'Rabban Yochan ben Masi sh'amr levenot seva sachar. So the Gemara says, this Mishnah is a Ma'isa lister. It's something, there's a mistake here, because the Mishnah said one halacha, that you're supposed to give a certain amount of food, and then the Mishnah said afterwards, the story of he went to hire workers, and the father said, you can't promise them a zonos, because then they're like B'nai Avram, B'nai Yitzhak, and Yaakov, there's no end to what they're able to, what they're worthy of being fed. So the Gemara explains that chasur mechsa, there's something missing in the Mishnah, and the way it should be read is, Hachi katani. If you decided with them to give them mizonos, so then riba lahem. What do you mean riba lahem? Rashi says on the top here, riba lahem yos al minog. You decide to give them more than the minog going on in the Medina. So then kevan de la tzarach lasnui v'asni mizone yasser kamer. So really, you don't have to make any tanai, because that's there's a minog Medina. You follow whatever everyone else does. You give them a sandwich and some coffee or water, whatever it is. The fact that you're adding on to it now you're getting yourself into trouble. Now you've got to give a lot more, because once you're adding being Mosif, there's no end to what you should be Mosif for a Yid. And Ma'is Anami Rabbi Yochanan ben Masi, such a case happened that Shamar Livno, he says to his son, that Rabbi Yochanan said to his son, say Sachar Lanu Palim, go out and hire some workers. Halachu Pasuk Lemezonos, and he said, we're going to pay you also. Now, he didn't need to say that, because of course you have to pay them anyways, because that's the minhag of Medina. But once he's posted to give them additional mazonos, he went to tell his father this, Amar lo b'ni, afilu ata osalem kasuta shlomo. B'shaito, even if you give them the food, the meal that Shlomo HaMelech gave his entire kingdom, you're not fulfilling your obligation. Shem b'nei Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. They are worthy of having greater meals than Shlomo HaMelech, namely meals that Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov were eating. So that, therefore, one should not be posek above the minimum wage or minimum food that was given in the Medina. So Gemara now says, the Maimer, is this to suggest that the Sudas of the Avram Avinu Adifim in the Shlomo? Avram a greater Suda than Shlomo? Look at Shlomo's Suda. Haksiv, the Pasuk tells us in Melachim, Vahi lechem Shlomo liyom echad, the bread that Shlomo had for one day was Shloshim Kor Solas. That's a large amount of bread. And Solas Vishishim Kor Kemach Asar Bakar Breim, 10 large healthy cows. Vasar Bakar Reu Meatzon Levad, mile, and there were 100 sheep aside from the ram and tzvi and the deer and the yachmor barburim avusim. Tons of food going on at his meal. Rashi says barburim is referring to tarnagolim, the chickens. And Amar Guryon ben Astayom Mishmei Derav Halalu La'Melim Shatvachim. And this was all for the butchers. And Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Halalu Letzeke Kedera, for these are ones Rashi explains, Letzeke Kedera, where Eino Ela Min Michael Sheshmo Tzeke Kedera. It's a type of food, I don't know, delicacy of some sort. And Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Elef Nashim Hayu L'Shlomo, and there were 1,000 women for Shlomo, and Kol Achas V'Achas Asalo Bebeis HaKach, and each one made this meal. So there are 1,000 of these meals each day. Now, my time, what's the reason why? Zeus for Hashem Etzli, so it hayom. Maybe he's going to eat in my house today. And Zeus for Hashem Etzli, so it hayom. Each one thought that maybe he's going to eat at their house. So each day they prepared a meal in case Shlomo would eat at their house. Vilo gavi Avram, ksiv al bakar rat Avram. He ran to the one cow. Vayikach ben bakar, rach v'tov, and he took a very soft and good cow. And Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, ben bakar echad, rach shnayim, v'tov shlosha, so he took a total of 3 cows. Now, Shlomo had a lot more than just 3 cows there. So how could you say that Avram's Suda was greater than that of Shlomo's? So answers the Gemara, Amar Tlasa Tur L'Tlasa Gavre. These are 3 cows for 3 people eating, 3 malachim. Ha'cha l'chol Yisrael v'Yehuda. But when Shlomo made his meal, it's for the entire Klai Yisrael and Yehuda. So when it went around, even though there was a lot of food, in the end of the day, each person ate, per capita, ate less than what was eaten in the Oel of Avram. Shenemar, as it says, Yehuda Yisrael Rabim Kechol Ashel Sfas Hayam. They were like the sand in the water. There were millions and millions of Jews to be fed, so they only got so much seed as opposed to the Malachim. Then the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean, my barvurim avusim? What does it mean, barvurim, which Rashi said meant tarnagolim that were eating in the trough? So Gemara says, Amar of Shirav, Sheovsin Osam Bal Korchim, that they would actually feed them, feed the chickens, what?
Fatten them up.
Rashi says, Tochvin Lahem Michael Befiim Bechazaka. They place the food in their mouths to make them fatty. Ushmul Amar, Shavusim Vom de Melem. No, they weren't forced to eat, but on their own they just ate a lot. So Gemara says further, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mivin Tor Mimariaso Bidilo Onus. They would bring a cow, an ox rather, from the grazing that wasn't forced to work. So it was very, very fat. He would just ate all day and didn't do any work. No muscle. But Tarnagolas Meashbasa and Bidilo Anisa. They also brought Tarnagolas that would eat from the garbage, eat a lot of food, that wasn't forced to do any Rashi's Gidul Mefrochim, didn't have to raise any chicks. So these were lazy animals that were just eating a lot, very fatty animals. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mufchar Shebebehemos Shor. The best of the meats of the animals is the shor. The ox is the best. I never had one before. And Mufchar Shebeofos Tar. I've had bison before. I've had tried it before. It wasn't really great. I guess that'd be comparable. Maybe. I don't know. Could be just ox is just a type of cow. And Mufchar Shebeofos, the best of the birds, is Tarnagolas, is a chicken. So Amar Meimar says, Zagsa Uchmasa Be Batanisa. What's going on? So Rashi says here, Zag says Tarnagolas, a chicken. So Zagra, a chicken, Uchmasa, what's that, red chicken, right? Be betanisa, hamefatemes bebais, it gets fattened up in the house. The mishtakha beatsuri, that's found between benagitos, and it eats a lot, all the different wastes of the grapes. It's in between all the different the vats of wine. De lo matzi pasi kanya, that it can't pass through the reed because it's so fat. He's just describing a very fat chicken. Okay. So Gemara now starts the psuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. V'abakar rat Avram, Avram ran to the cow. So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav of Ben Bakar, Echad, Rach, Shnayim, and Tov Shlosh, we saw this earlier, that there were a total of 3 cows. V'emechad, why not just say there's one? It was one cow that was soft and good. Because Kedami Inche, Rach, V'tov, The people would say it's there's soft. The people say it's soft and good. That's one cow. Im kain, if it's really one cow, lichtov rach tov. My vito, which extra vav, shmamina lidrasha, it's a drasha. So ema tre, maybe it's two. Maybe rach vitov, there are two types of cows. So the Gemara says, midetov lidrasha, rach nami lidrasha. So it's just like the word vitov is a drasha. So to rach is a drasha, so there's really bakar, then rach, and vitov, those are the total three cows. Im kain, lichtov rach tov, my vitov, shmamina lidrasha. He asks a question. We say, others say, Rav Oshaya. We say, Rav Nelson, Rabbi Oshaya. So he hurried up. He did the cow quickly. Oso sounded like there was one cow that was going on there, not three. So the Gemara explains, Kol chad v'chad yoiv l'nar chad. He gave each cow for another nar that was there. So they were each doing their own cow, but there were a total of three narim and three cows. So it says, "Va'yikachem avachalav ben bakar she'asa va'yitin lefneim." He took the butter and the milk and the meat and gave it in front of them. The kama demati aisi lekame. As each one was prepared, so then the Rashi explains here, kama demati rishon shemagil leechol shenimar bishulo. So then they brought him each one that was again that it was ready to eat. They brought him when it was finished cooking. They brought it to him right away. So then aisi lekame. They brought it in front of him his food. But lama litzlasa, why do they have three? Why three different cows? Tiske b'chad, won't one cow be enough for three people? Amar Rav Chanan barava kedei la'achilan shlosh l'shonosh b'chardel. He wanted them to taste three different types of spices and sauces and mustard. So Amar Rav Tanchum bar Chanilai liolam al yishana adam min haminag sharei Moshe ala l'marom v'lo achol lechem. Malach yasharis yadu l'mata v'achol lechem. The idea is you should never change from the minhag makom wherever you are. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights because that's what they do up there. They don't eat. And Malachim came down in this world and they ate because that's what you do in this world. I probably shared this before in the past. The Kutzker says the raya from Moshe Rabbeinu is not when he went up to Shemayim and didn't eat. The fact that he was able to live for 40 days and 40 nights proved that he was above, he wasn't human. He was able to live 40 days without eating. The raya was that Moshe Rabbeinu came back down and he started to eat. That's the raya, that he didn't need to eat, yet he still ate when he was living among Klai Yisrael. That's the raya. But really, Moshe was above that. Moshe was like a malach. So then the Gemara says, Achlus hakadaitach, would you really think that the malachim ate? The malachim don't eat, they don't need to eat. So, Ela, Eima, Niru, Kimisha, Achlu, Vishasu. It appeared as if they were eating and drinking, but they weren't actually eating and drinking. And this answers a lot of questions, because they ask, how could it be the malachim? The Gemara in Shabbos says, you guys were eating bas b'chalav. They weren't eating bas b'chalav. It says, kimi shachli. They weren't actually eating. Look at Tosus on the patap here. Nirim ka'ochlin v'shosin. Top Tosus, he quotes the Seder Eliyahu Rabbah. Eliyahu Rabbah says, katani, lo ka'osa shomer nirim ka'ochlin v'shosin. Ela ochlin v'shosin mamish. They actually were eating. B'pnei kvodo sha'avram u'pliga adahachad. There's a machlokas. So if you assume that they were talk eating, so then the Gemara and Shabbos makes sense that the Malachim were complaining, how can Moshe Rabbeinu take the Torah away? They don't want to give Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah. They said, what do you mean? You guys ate Basar B'chalav in times of Avram. So that Gemara and Shabbos assumes, like the Eliyahu Rabbah here, that they actually did eat and drink. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Masha, also Avram, the Malachi Asharis, Ba'atzmo, also Kadosh Baruch Levana Ba'atzmo. Anything that Avram did himself, he served the Malachim on his own. In turn, Mida Kenegin Mida, Kadosh Baruch Hu did Ba'atzmo to Klai Yisrael on the Midbar. The Chamasha also Avram Aide Shliach. Anything that Avram sent the Shliach to do, so too, Mida Kenegin Mida, also Kadosh Baruch Levana of Ayide Shliach. So let's see. Vela Bakar, Ratz Avram, he himself ran. So Ruach Nasa Meis Hashem, and this wind came from Hashem. What was Ruach Nasa Meis Hashem? What's the context there? You guys remember? Yamsov. The Yamsov came along and it split the... Actually, no, I'm sorry. It's not. Let's see. It's by the Slav. The Slav came. The wind came and sent the Slav. Akadosh Baruch Hu, the Ruach wasn't a Shliach. The Ruach was a Akadosh Baruch Hu himself. And he sent the Slav, the meat, right? The meats of the Bakar, the meats of the Slav. Now, the Shaila is, the Slav ended up being a terrible Onish for Klai Yisrael. They were complaining, misoning him, and they ate them and they died. So it seems a very strange thing, Mida Kenegin Mida, why they were given the Slav. That was a... It turned out being onish for them. Okay. And they took milk, and he took, Avram himself took butter and milk. I'm going to send down man from Shemaim. He himself did this. And Avram himself stood below the tree, waiting for them, escorting them. So he says, I'm waiting at the rock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. of Avram Holech Imam Lashalchmi, where he escorted them to send them off. Vashem Holech Lefnem Yomam Valaila, he went through in the Midbar with the Esh and the Anana Yakavod, leading them through the Midbar. Yukach Namat Mayim, and says, Vikasa Betzor, Vyatsum Menu Mayim, Vishasa Ham. They said, Yukach Namat Mayim, to take some water. So therefore, he was referring, he was pointing a Shliach to do this. So that's what Avram said, go take some water for them. And then, so too, he kisa b'tzura, hit the rock, and the rock's going to be the shliach for the water. So there's I think Marsha here says, and others say, so the bear mayim, according to this Gemara, came b'zuchus Avram, right? Because this sewer, this rock, was really the bear mayim that got hidden, and they had to find where this bear mayim was, so Avram had to hit it. So the mayim came b'zuchus Avram. But I think the Marsha says, we know from the Gemara in Tainus, who did the bear come? B'zuchus Miriam. So who was it, Miriam or was it Avram? So Shem Shmuel has a beautiful idea as to really both them, two different elements, two different studim, two dinim of the bear mayim. I forget exactly what he says, but it's a beautiful idea he has that it really comes into chus of both of them. Fine. So again, v'kisa v'tura v'yatum v'menemayim v'shasa am. So we have that midah k'negi midah of Avram el Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then, pligi de Rabbi Chama bar Chanina d'amar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, he argues v'chein tana d'bei Rabbi Yishmael b'schar shlosha zachu l'shlosha. Because of the schar of three, there is zochah to three things. What does that mean? B'schar chema v'chala v'zochah l'man. Because that he was involved in the butter and the milk, there is zochah to eat the man. B'schar v'hu omid aleim zochah l'amid ha'anon. The fact that he stood and waited for the malachim, there is zochah to have the anani akavod, which again, according to the Gemara in Tainus, is really b'zochus Aaron. And then also the third thing is b'schar yukach namayim zochah l'beir shemiriam. So the Gemara itself here indicates that the bear was a Miriam, but according to this Gemara, it came b'zuchus Avram as opposed to z'chus Miriam.
Rashi says amud anan is what this Tana is arguing.
That idea that earlier it was opposed to the, let's see where that Rashi goes. Rashi zochah l'amud hanan omid aleim tamid k'dichsev v'anan cha omid aleim. And then the bear Hashem Miriam, Hayinu Nami Vikisa Batsor, Obaman Anon Pligi. They're arguing on that point. Why? How they argue on that point? Let's see. Was it Kenega the Levaya of them, or Kenega the Hu Omid Aleim? I think that's the point.
So Hashem is Omid Lefenech Hashem Atsor. And here we're saying it's Zach Lomar Anon. Different, I think it's different
amidas. Again, b'schar omir aleihem, he was zachat to amin ha'anan. That's what we're saying in this drash here.
Before we said,
based on holech imam l'shalchem, I think. Or before I homir aleihem tachas ha'etz. So was it tachas ha'etz or omir aleihem? Was it the fact that he was waiting below the tree, or was it the fact that he was omir aleihem, he was serving them? That's the point. What's the source of the amud ha'anan?
And it's saying, and also what's the schar? Because before we said it's. He's only lefanecha Hashem al atzor. Hashem was waiting by the rock, and here we're saying it was the amud
ha'anan. Right, and then the anan, the previous one came about because Avram sent them. He escorted them, the shalcham. So Kadosh Baruch Hu holich name b'yomam. That was referring to the anan yakavod leading them in the midbar. So the other Gemara says, Yukachna ma'amayim, take some water, rachzu avraglem, wash your feet. So Amr Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Yishmael, Amr Lo, V'chi Barvayim, Hachashanu, Shem, Mishtachim, La'avik, Reglayim, Kfar Yatsum, Imenu Yishmael. So were they concerned that perhaps they were Arabs and then they were involved in Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara says, because that's Taka, the concern here. He's concerned because, Yishmael already came out and he was knowing to be, to bow down and get his feet all dirty in Avodah Zarah. So therefore he had asked them to wash off their feet and wash off the Avodah Zarah. So then it says, "Vayirash elav Hashem be'elanim amrei." Hakadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him elanim amrei, v'hu yoshev pesach al moed kachom hayom. He was standing outside, sitting outside the tent, waiting in the heat of the sun. So, my kachom hayom. What does that mean? The heat of the day. So, Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, osa hayom. That day was yom shlishi shel milah she'Avram hayav. The third day of recovering from his bris milah. Uva Hakadosh Baruch Hu lishol b'shlomo be'Avram. He wanted to ask in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, rather Avram, how he's doing. Hotzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu chama min artika. He took out the sun from its pouch, if you will, and it made it really hot. So Avram shouldn't be so engaged and involved in Hachnasas Orchim. He wanted him to rest and recover. So Shadri le'Eliezer le'mepek livras. So he sent Eliezer out to go check if anybody's walking by. Nafek v'lashkach, he went outside, he didn't see anybody. Amar lo mehemnilach, I don't believe you. Hainu dami, that's what people would say, Taman, that's what they'd say in Eretz Yisrael, unless heimanusa b'avda, you can't trust avadim. So Nafik Yehu, so Avram himself went out, Chazi LeKadosh Baruch Hu, who, the Ka'ababa, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing outside, whatever that means, by the Pesach. Hainu Dechtiv, that's what it means. Al Na Savor Me'al Avdach. He says, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't pass before me. I want you to stay. So Kevin the Chaza, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Ka'asir Vishari, that he was taking off and on the bandages. So Amar, Lav Orach Ara LeMekim Hacha, it's not Derech Eretz to stand here while he's doing this. It's a personal thing. It's a private area. Hainu Dechtiv, that's what it means. Vayisa Eina Vayar, he lifted his eyes up and he saw, Vinei Shlosha Nashim Nitav Malav Vayar Vayar Tzlekrosam. So the idea is here that first again he saw them standing, and then he saw them again. This is VR second time, and he ran after them to chase them down. So why did he chase them down? Because Mikar Asa Kamei, first they were starting to come to him, and he said, "Oh, I'll wait here for them to come." But Kichazu Dehavi Leitzar, once they saw that Avram was in such pain, Amu the Malachim said, "Lav Archara LeMekim Hacha." It's not a nice time to come visit him now. He's in a lot of pain. He's recovering. So they start to run away. To which Avram starts chasing them down. So Ma Ninu, who are these three people? Shlosha Nashim, who are they? Michal, the Gavriel Raphael. Michal Shabalavasi Sasari. He's coming to tell the good news to Sarah that she's going to have a child. Raphael Shabalarapes Avram, coming to heal Avram. And Gavriel Azil Ma Pecha Stump, to flip over, to turn over, to destroy Stump. But Haksiv, doesn't it say Vayavo Shneha Malachim? It's Stump Ham Be'er. There are only two Malachim, not three. So Gemara explains, the Azil Michal Bahadei, the Shazi Lilot. So that Michal went along with Gavriel. Gavriel was going to destroy Sodom, but Michal had accompanied him. Why? To take Lot, to save Lot. Daikanami, it's also very precise to say this, because he, in the singular, one person, one individual, one Malach destroyed it. So two people went, but only one Malach destroyed it, namely Gavriel. What was the significance of Michal coming? Because Michal was coming to save Lot. So then the Gemara says, should we go weiter? Let's go to the top of the next page. Maishna, what's the difference Lagabe Avram that says Dichsiv Kain Tase Kasher Debarta? Malachim said, whatever you want, we'll do right away. And Maishna Lagabe Lo Dichsiv, they said to him, Vayif Tar Bam Mo, they really refused to listen to Lavan. What's the difference? So to Lo rather. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Lazar Mikan Shem Misarvin Lakatan Vay Misarvin Lakatan. You're supposed to refuse to, you don't want anyone to be Matriach you when it comes to a Katan. But when it comes to Gadol, if they say to do something, you listen to anything that they say. So there's a lot to discuss. These are very fun agadas here.
Bas B'chalav.
There are interesting things about Malachim here as well. There's interesting Tosos here to do.
The Gemara seems to imply that you could fatten up animals.
Yes,